Back about 4 years ago, when Von Lane started this luxury motor coach service between Dallas and Austin, it seemed like kind of a good idea and kind of thing that maybe other people had tried before, and it was noble, but probably would fail after a year or two. But the fact is, the next time we talked with Alex Danza, the founder and CEO of Von Lane, he was ordering more coaches and adding more cities. And now he's back with us, and he's ordering more coaches, and he's ordering more cities, adding more cities. You know, the prospects of your demise have diminished considerably. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Thanks, David. Thanks for having me here.
This was a tough thing to think that people would want to ride a bus between, you know, between Love Field and Austin.
Absolutely. Incredibly tough thing. But we've done it. And we did it. We're quite proud. We did it in the shadow of the beloved airline of Texans right down the road from Love Field from there.
You know, and one of the reasons I asked you to come back today, were several reasons, but not the least of which is I had somebody here in the office 2 or 3 weeks ago, and they were from Austin. And they say, oh, no, there's this great bus line. I said, you mean Von Lane? Yeah, oh, yeah, I take it all the time. And this guy's a suit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a backpacker. He's a suit.
Yeah. You know, the business has taken off. It's been accepted by Texans. We're looking forward to going outside the state. We have a plan and a roadmap for city pairs all around the country where this is a great fit, where we won't be competing with Southwest Airlines, the airline that everyone in Texas loves, and they do a great job. The service is phenomenal. The price is right. But still, customers, passengers in this state have fallen in love with Von Lane and just the ease of use, the luxury, the ability, if you're a business traveler or a suit, as you said, to climb aboard and work the whole time in peace and quiet, away from the office. You feel so productive when you get off the coach.
I mean, just to remind people, I mean, these are big, big, sort of overstuffed Barca loungers, and you got satellite TV and radio, and you've got an attendant so you can get food and drink. And
yeah, it's a full 45-foot motor coach that we have customized the interior to be more like a private jet cabin. So big private jet type seats, lots of leg room, personal space, recline, and room to work. So the business traveler loves the productivity aspect of it. The leisure traveler loves the luxury, the pampering, the ease of use.
You know what else I was thinking about? The first time we talked, I mean, I was thinking, okay, well, that's kind of cool. But then what am I going to do? I guess I got to call a cab, or I got to rent a car when I get to Austin, or when I get to Dallas. But you know, Uber and Lyft were really not that popular. I don't know that they existed the first time we talked.
They did exist.
They got to be one of your best friends.
They are. They did exist. We have partnerships with both. We love them. Our customers love them. It's amazing when you see a Von Lane coach pull up. All the Ubers and Lyfts are there waiting for it. Whenever I get in an Uber or a Lyft in Austin or in Houston, 9 times out of 10, the driver says, did you just come in on that bus? I said, yeah, I came in on that bus. Man, I pick up so many passengers from those buses. They love it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's just the perfect thing.
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
So I think the last time we talked, you were adding San Antonio. So you started off with Dallas, Austin.
That's right. And then we added Houston.
Then you added Houston. Then you were expanding to San Antonio.
Yeah, so we're in all 5 major Texas cities now, which basically means we touch something like 90% of the population in Texas.
So you got Fort Worth.
So we've got Fort Worth as well.
So you go Fort Worth to Dallas or Fort Worth to
we go
Houston, Austin?
Fort Worth to Austin. And the Monday after Thanksgiving, we start Fort Worth to Houston. So for Fort Worth folks and anyone on that side of the Metroplex, it's a great deal because if you're living in Fort Worth, you don't want to drive to Love Field for a 50-minute flight. And you sure as heck want to avoid the rat race of DFW Airport. So we pick you up right in downtown Fort Worth. We take you right to downtown Austin or right to downtown Houston.
Is it cheaper than a flight?
It is. It's almost always cheaper than a flight, especially if you're booking with less than 2 weeks' notice. We're going to be probably half of what a flight is.
And then, so you've been doing this long enough. You've got a pattern. So who's your typical person? Is it a regular commuter, sort of, somebody who makes weekly trips back and forth?
Yeah, we have a number of people that are going weekly, a number of attorneys, upper level executives that just want that time to be productive aboard. And then on the leisure side, it's a lot of elderly who no longer can make their way through the airport or who can drive themselves, going to see their family. And just other leisure travelers that just see us as a more cost-effective and more luxurious solution.
So are the weekends your off-peak?
No, Fridays and Sundays are very, very busy days with the leisure travelers. So
the
beautiful part of it is we get the business travelers during the week, and then about Thursday, Friday, we start picking up all the weekend leisure travelers for football, ACL, Astros, you know, Texans games, things like that. We pick up all those leisure travelers heading out around the state.
So do you – Southwest Airlines, every airline comes out and sort of stimulates traffic, and they have a fare sale or whatever else. But do you do the same thing?
We don't. We keep it very simple. Our rates do not increase as the trip gets closer, which is one of the things that our customers really love. So they can buy a last-minute fare, last-minute ticket, and they're not paying that extra increase.
So what's the – how far will somebody go on a bus? I mean, what your sweet spot is, 300 miles?
Or? That's the max that we would probably do. We think at that point people are going to drive. So, you know, 250, a little bit more than 250 is probably the max number of miles for us.
So it's got to be expensive to take one of the – because you take a – if memory serves, you order a raw coach.
Yeah.
And then it's like they do to airlines, I guess. You go in and you –
That's right.
Customized.
That's right. It's exactly the same thing.
It takes a long time.
So we basically buy a box on wheels with an engine, and then we customize the interior, putting in our fancy bathroom and our nice kitchen galley and our big first class seats, etc. We do all that customization before we put it on the road, and it's quite a significant investment, but they're great assets. We can run them for a number of years. The return is great on them.
Yeah.
And it's been proven out now in our 4.5-5 years that we've been running.
But you've done this. I mean, you're going to be up to, what, 66 daily departures. How many coaches?
By the end of the year, we'll be running 16 coaches.
So have you learned along the way? I mean, is it
– Every day.
Does it cost you less to retrofit one of these coaches?
Yeah, every day we learn. Every time we buy, add a new vehicle to the fleet, we're learning. You know, we have built, David, an airline on the ground. We have a complete logistics, maintenance, customer service, customer care organization now. When you think about it, we have catering to deal with, supplies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We have maintenance issues. We have everything that an airline has, we have to do. Turning coaches, cleaning, you name it, we're doing it. So it's been interesting to see how we've developed into this kind of airline on the ground.
So can you replicate this, or have you got competitors that are already in?
We don't
Atlanta's
have
any,
yeah,
Phoenix
we don't have anybody who's replicated it yet. You know, we've been having a lot of fun and such great success with the state of Texas. There's so much opportunity here that we have not left the state yet, but we're getting there. We're almost to a point where we feel we've got the major markets and major city pairs covered in Texas with great consistency throughout the day. For example, between Dallas and Austin or Dallas and Houston, you know, we'll almost have a departure every few hours, every 2 hours soon. So at some point it becomes beneficial for us to go to other states and do this in other markets.
Can you go to the Permian Basin? Is Midland? I mean, I'm curious.
Yeah.
We get
requests all the time.
They're
for
getting $500 a night for, you know, Motel 6s
yeah.
out there.
We get requests all the time specifically for that one. So that's one thing we haven't done yet is test a smaller market with a smaller population like that. And that's something we might do. We might give that a try and see how it goes.
Well, I'm glad for your success. I thought it was an uphill battle, and I clearly was wrong. I noticed one of the finalists for Entrepreneur of the Year for the Southwest. And
we won that one.
Oh, you won that
we
for
won
the
that.
Southwest,
for
and
the
now
Southwest.
You go on
so
to the national.
Now we're going to nationals. Yeah, we're going to nationals now.
And then Dr. Jerry White saying at SMU, you're one of the fastest growing companies
yes,
in the area.
That's right.
And it sounds like you're going to keep growing.
That's right.
We'll
so
keep
we've
doing
got big
well.
Plans.
How are you going to vote on the bullet train if you put up to a vote?
Well, I probably would vote against that, but I'm all for capitalism. If they can do this with private money, more power to them. But I don't think they should have eminent domain or any tax dollars.
Alex Danza is the founder, the CEO of Von Lane. It's great to visit with you again. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.